This is Honk Honk Am Goose, written by Fanish Response and read by Flower Parish. This is a The Queen's Thief fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Atolia / Eugenides. The queen looked coolly at the goose upon her bed. "I hadn't expected you to go to such lengths to avoid being king." White-feathered, orange-billed, the goose that had been the king of Atolia spread his wings and honked. There was no point, Atolia reflected, in asking how he had managed to turn himself into a goose. It was no doubt a mystery of the gods. Though at least she knew that he had not entered her chambers by flying, half of his right wing was missing, cut off nearly at the joint. Around the old wound, his feathers grew in disarray, and Atolia looked away. She sat down on the bed. With a series of ridiculous honking noises, the goose waddled over and settled into her lap. Atolia thought about pushing him off, but then stray curiosity struck her. She reached forward and stroked him on his back. Atolia had not touched many animals before. When she'd been a girl who might have been interested in such things, her nurse had forbidden her to play with dogs and cats. Animals were dirty things, and they bit, and a princess had to stay out of sight. Naturally, petting birds had also been out of question. This was a new thing, and she marveled at how soft and delicate the goose feathers beneath her hand were. They were arranged so precisely on his back, as if someone had carefully considered the placement of each feather. She was a little afraid of disturbing his feathers, of hurting him, but Eugenides wriggled beneath her hand, apparently enthusiastic. White eyelids covered his eyes when he blinked. The sight startled Atolia, but Eugenides seemed smugly content. Reassured, she continued to touch him. "You will change back into a human before court tomorrow," she said. "I won't have you showing yourself to the barons like this." She hadn't imagined that a waterbird could look sardonic, but this one did. When his beady black eyes looked over at her, she could imagine her husband laughing, saying, "Do you really think they'd notice a difference?" Atolia pressed her lips together. "You will turn back. You won't leave me like this, to be gossiped about and pitied, married to a goose." Still petting his back, she drew her free arm around him, cradling him. Feathers brushed against her skin. His body was small and warm. The goose watched her quietly. After a while, he grunted softly, sounding almost resigned. Eugenides leaned his bill against her forearm. Hard, cool to the touch, it reminded her of his hook. The end.